2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. So here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. And sometimes it's not 15 minutes. What are you going
to
do?
But that's okay, because yesterday we did like 18 minutes. So we're good. We've got some extra little bit of time in the bank.
We have credit. Of course we have credit. All right. So in the podcast house, not the clubhouse, the podcast house, there's Froggy.
Hello.
And there's Scotty B. And Gandhi with her wild hair. And there's Lumberjack Garrett.
Yes, I will cut down all your trees.
Yeah, there's Scary. And there's Danielle. And there's Brody in the den. And then look, put on your glasses, Nate.
Oh, gosh.
And also our special guest today, the one and only world famous.
That's right.
Ben Franklin.
Oh, hello.
Can you help me with my investments at Franklin Templeton?
Yeah. These, believe it or not, these were the last glasses I owned before my LASIK. And I can't even see you. It's scary. Look through these glasses.
Was your LASIK in the 1800s?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why I had these. I think these were cool back in 1999.
I think you look like Geppetto, like you're going to go work on Pinocchio now.
But no, I was legit blind. Hang on.
You look like Geppetto. I have the urge to ask Nate for the time.
Yeah. Also, didn't Ben Franklin, he's the one that flew the kite
he's
and had
the kite
key
guy.
In the jar and electricity.
Mm-hmm. He discovered electricity, right?
He also wanted the turkey to be the national bird.
Oh, he invented the newspaper, too, didn't he?
And he's on the $100 bill.
Yep. Yeah, and also, he wrote that book called Fart Proudly. I kid you not.
Oh, really?
We've talked about this.
So instead of the eagle, the bald eagle, it would have been the turkey?
Yeah.
And we would have eaten eagles at Thanksgiving,
I guess.
Definitely how that would have worked.
They wouldn't have let us eat turkey, right? There's no way. You wouldn't eat the national bird, would you?
I don't know. It didn't happen, so it doesn't matter. You
but think about that. What would we eat on Thanksgiving then?
Chicken.
I don't know.
Chicken.
Elvis, I have a problem here at home.
Yeah, what's your challenge at home?
So my challenge is my next door neighbors, they're very nice people, but they're putting in a pool. And so I have asked them if they could wait each day with the construction workers until 10 o'clock because it's very loud. Well, today they're not waiting. It's a little before 10 o'clock, and my house is shaking from them digging this hole next door. Do I go over and say something?
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it either.
I feel it.
10 o'clock, I think a little earlier would make sense, but... You know, 10 o'clock is late. They should be able to dig their hole, shouldn't they?
No, they're digging now.
I guess it depends if Froggy...
Depends
if Froggy ever wants to get in that pool.
That's right. Let them do what they want to do.
Yeah, when you get in that pool, you tell them to do whatever they want.
Brody's right. Don't piss off the pool people.
Oh, you got a good idea. Okay, so if you hear, like, banging and shaking and everything, you know what's going on. At least I'll have a pool to use whenever it's done.
Okay. This is good.
Thank you. Problem solved.
Let's see. On my list. Oh, so I got married September 14th. 2018, right?
2019.
Okay. All right. No concept of time. Thank you for the gift you sent there, a year and a half ago, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did not send you a thank you note.
Nope.
I have not sent one thank you note.
Oh, I feel better now.
That came in.
Why is that?
I'll tell you.
Reason?
There are several reasons, and neither of them are that great, but... Number one, I specifically said, please do not give gifts.
Yeah, you did.
Please donate to Born This Way. Please do not give gifts.
And Born This Way sent out thank you notes.
Yes.
If you donated.
Yes. But the thing is, if you were kind enough to give a gift, and that was very sweet of you, here's what happened. When we got on the plane to come home, all of the cards that came with the gifts were separated from the gifts, and the person that was supposed to write down who gave what didn't.
Oh,
I don't know. I got some stuff, and I don't know who gave it. So a lot of good gifts, too. So right now, if you want to say, I gave you
the Rolex.
I knew it. I did give you a gift, but you thanked me in person for it. So yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I gave you that star chart of when you and Alex met, how the stars were aligned.
Absolutely.
Does it.
Yeah, so my apologies. So now I'm the world's worst guy because I didn't send thank yous out. But
wife Amy was so on top of it. We wrote thank you cards on the airplane the day after our wedding on the way to Hawaii to our honeymoon.
Wow.
And we sent them out from Hawaii.
Now I feel like a total asshole. Yeah. I wish I married your wife.
Wrong equipment.
We had them already written. We gave them at the wedding. They gave us an envelope. We gave them a thank you.
Did you really? Shut up. No. See, that's the new thing with birthday parties. You already have the thank you cards written ahead of time for like the kids' party.
That's crap.
And as they're leaving, you give them the goodie bag and the thank you cards.
Yeah, that's crap. That card means nothing. You just wrote it ahead of time. Yeah, that means that's got
thanks for coming. Right, and thanks for enjoying yourself.
Thanks for leaving.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Get out. Well, anyway, so therefore, I wanted to bring this up publicly. So if anyone did give a gift and you did not receive, I don't know how to match the cards with the gift. I don't know.
See, I was waiting for the thank you, not for the reason of the thank you, but more as like a receipt, you know, that like you received my gift.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure I did, whatever it was you gave.
It was lovely. We use it every day.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So I wanted to state that publicly. So now I'm off the hook, right? Yay, me.
Yeah.
Did Scary give you a plate from Tiffany?
Only if he has kids. Only if he has kids, you get that. I have that. I have two sets of that, by the way.
Yeah, I got three.
But is there a time frame on the thank yous? Because I just got to thank you. About a year. All right. So 2 years ago, I gave my neighbor some tickets to go to a WWE event, and I just got a thank you the other day for it. I live across the street from this person, so it was kind of awkward.
That means they're going to ask you again for the favor.
Right. Well, yes, but 2 years later, hey, by the way, those tickets you gave me, which I didn't remember at first, he goes, thanks for them. We had a good time. I've seen you 9,000 times. You live across the street from me.
Yeah, that's weird.
For some reason, he was feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Well, or there's another WWE event coming to town.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He's buttering you up.
Right, exactly. But
there is that. Gandhi, you're so quiet today. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Just taking it all in, listening to what you guys are talking about, thinking about how awesome my life is.
Really? Are you really thinking about how awesome your life is? It is an awesome life. I mean, I won't take that away.
So and as corny as it sounds, and I know it sounds corny, I don't like to hear other people say it, but I really do every day try to think about all of the good things and practice gratitude. And for me personally, it really works in my mood and how I approach the day and in just how I feel all the time. I just think that we all have so much that's actually good going on. It's really easy to find the bad stuff, but it's kind of harder to think about the good. So I just try to focus on that.
You know, our friends at the Shop Forward, which is where we, you know, have our T-shirts, our Elvis Duran Hello Lady T-shirts, they're doing the gratitude challenge for the month of March, where every day they want you to try to write four things down that you're grateful for the entire month, and see at the end of the month how many things you've written down, and then if you can, like, appreciate those things more moving forward.
May I share something with you that I'm grateful for?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mercedes logos look like Mickey Mouse ears on me.
They kind of do.
You do a good Mickey Mouse too, right?
I'm sorry?
Don't you do Mickey Mouse?
Oh, kids. Not really. I do Donald Duck.
That's so good. I
have something else I'm grateful for. The fact that Scary actually accused Scotty B of wasting a vaccine.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, he did. Do you want to get into that, or
no? No. Sure, absolutely.
We were having a dinner. Okay, yeah, we wanted to have a dinner with six of us, we invited Scotty B to come along. And since he's fully vaccinated, I said to him, "You coming, right?" And he goes, "Nah, man." He goes, "I may be able to pass it on to my family." So I'm like, "Well, wait, dude. I think you may be wasting a vaccine because you're not using it to its fullest extent. Somebody
Dr.
else
Scary.
Who wants to go out and live their life a little bit.
Scary thinks you should get the vaccine and then go lick everything alive. Everything.
That's what he would do.
Hold on a second. To be totally fair to Scary, I asked Scotty B. I said, "Why are you getting the vaccine?" He says, "Because I really want to go have dinner with Scary."
And then he backed out of the dinner.
That changes everything.
Scotty and I know each other 25 years, and I was half joking when I said it.
Half.
But the truth is, I just don't understand the full scope of when you're vaccinated. I thought maybe you can kind of open up a little bit.
No, you, well, if you live alone, if you have family members, you can still get it and take it home to them.
Okay, I don't want to be reckless. I have children.
You're
not
being reckless by going out to dinner with a couple of your friends.
I'm going to pick that crap up from you and your friends.
Okay. Case closed. I just want to bring it up.
All right. Mm-hmm.
This is so weird to hear someone accuse someone of wasting a vaccine because they want to have dinner with them.
I know.
I mean, if you're just going to sit home after that, what's the point?
If you don't want to spend time with me, why get the vaccine? What am I, chopped liver?
My point is,
I'm using your favorite Pizza Hut cups.
Does it say Pepsi on the back?
Remember Pizza Hut always had these cups?
Yeah. Did you steal that from Pizza Hut?
Stole from Scotty.
No, I ordered these online. These are IKEA, I think.
Oh, okay. Why does everything taste like so much better out of that cup, too? It like, does. Soda tastes better out of those cups, and everything is better out of those.
Oh, my gosh, I tell you, the only reason I got the vaccine was to go to IKEA and get some more of these.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm surprised that I ever put my mouth on those things. I used to love them when I was a kid, but looking back, oh, my God, they're so dirty.
Well, they wash them. They have dishwashers. Yeah. Speaking of hot water.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to have this conversation. So every once in a while, if we're in a hurry to get out into the world, Alex will take a shower, and I'll be ready to take my shower. He'll say, do you want me to just leave the water on for you? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll get in, and it's hotter than the surface of the fucking sun, man.
Yes.
The shower water, the temperature is, it's got to be 500 degrees.
That's me, too.
I'm not exaggerating. It is?
Yeah, so
that's
what I
too.
Do is,
me
you know
too.
How you know how when you turn, like, the shower lever, you know where it goes? Like, you know when you get in where it goes.
Yes.
So
yes.
For Lisa, when Lisa gets in the shower, her shower, hers is, like, if straight up and down is noon, off is 6 o'clock. Hers is around 1 o'clock. Mine is, like, 10, between 10, almost at 9. I mean, there is steam rolling out of there.
Yep.
She's like, what are you going to do? Like, are you, your skin's going to burn off.
No, if I don't come out of the shower blotchy and red, right. I didn't take a good shower.
Exactly.
Really? I put eucalyptus in my shower, and then I try to steam it up so hot so that I'm also breathing in the eucalyptus and, like, clearing out my lungs. It has to be steaming. Yeah.
I'm a cold
hot.
Shower guy. I love. I grew up with cold showers.
I cannot get in a
killer.
Shower that's cold.
No, honestly, and maybe it's because we did it in swimming a lot. I took cold showers. That's all I know is cold showers.
You don't take a warm shower ever?
I just want
more cold showers than warm.
I like to use the word tepid. I want a tepid shower. Is that the
word? Elvis, how do you not have his and his showers at this point?
We just have a shower, Brody. I don't really know how to answer
this. You should
this.
Build a second shower.
I should. With
you
its
finance
own,
that?
With its own temperature.
Yes.
Brody, I did one shower's fine. We only use it once a day. Well, he uses it twice a day.
You know what? You have multiple of a lot of things. I feel like a second shower wouldn't be the worst of it.
I don't think we're going to do that, but thanks.
Sometimes I stick my face in like a cold blast quickly just to wake me up.
And well, you're supposed to do your face and your hair with cold water, right? Because
especially if you color
it.
You can't change temperatures once you're in there.
Oh, how do you?
Oh, yeah, I do all the time.
You can't. I'm just, my question was, how can one person be totally fine with it and the next person, me, I was just, it's so hot. It's not even, it's like, really? Maybe he turns it hotter or something.
Lisa, I think. Well, Lisa says that's why she won't shower with me because the water's too hot. I think that's just an excuse. I don't think she wants
that's
to get in the shower with me.
The water temperature's nuts not to my taste. Hey, what about you, Straight Nate? You're so quiet today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nate's grumpy. Why are you grumpy,
I'm not
Ben
grumpy.
Franklin?
You know, like, we're doing our renovation on our house, and I'm just ready to be out of that bed. I don't know if you guys have ever lived through a renovation, but we are literally confined to our bed. It's like our life raft.
Yep.
And we eat in that bed, we sleep in that bed, we watch TV in that bed.
It's like Willy Wonka.
In that bed. I am just so.
You are.
I'm
Grandpa Joe.
I'm Grandpa Joe. I'm dreading going home right now because I have to go back to that bed. Like, it sucks.
Are you going to get rid of the bed once the house is done?
Yes, I'm throwing that thing in the fucking trash. In the fucking dumpster that I'm fucking paying for. Yeah.
Wow. Nate turned into a dad without kids. You sound like my dad.
You are bitter. I renovations will take it out of you. We were talking about this earlier. I have never, in my life, I've never lived in a new house, ever. Yeah. And I've always fantasized about it. Something tells me I'm never going to live in a new house ever. It's just, I wonder what it's like. I've only lived in houses that were renovated. I've had to live through multiple renovations.
Yeah.
I just, what's it like to live in a new house?
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Scotty's was new.
Yeah, my house was new and now we're renovating it, so I get to do both.
Right.
Oh, yeah. God. What's it like? Daniel, ever lived in a new house?
Never, ever, ever.
Scary?
I wish.
My apartment was brand new when I bought it. I bought it pre-construction. Wow. Craziness, right?
Yeah, that's
I don't
cool.
know. I hate you all.
It's weird. I think it's weird using other people's stuff, though, so it's kind of cool to have something new.
Right.
I don't want to sit on someone else's toilet seat or touch
you
the
can, you can always replace the toilet seat.
Oh,
that's much cheaper than buying a new house.
With every house I've bought, we've always replaced the toilets. I've never, ever had someone else's toilet.
My mom's moving into a new house, and the toilet is bright blue. And we're like, who the frig? And it matched the walls. I'm like, who picked this? Like, who thought this would? This was the toilet, the bright blue toilet to match the bright blue walls.
Have you ever thought about how many toilets you own? Don't get me started on this. This
topic. Did we do the math one day, Elvis?
We did the math. I have way too many toilets. We got to get rid of some toilets.
Oh my gosh!
I just have one.
And ice makers. You only have one toilet.
One toilet, one ice maker.
We have three.
I want to live in the world of one toilet. That'd be so nice. Because I think the more toilets, the more problems.
Right.
A song by someone.
My favorite song from Biggie.
Exactly.
You need more toilets. I have three boys in this
Biggie
house
smells.
And me. You need a couple of toilets. Biggie Smalls.
More toilets, more problems by Biggie Smalls.
Be a dog. The world is their toilet. They go wherever they want.
All right. So we've gone from, wow, we've talked about a lot of stuff here. How much time we have left?
Oh, we're done.
Oh, no. God.
Are we over again?
Yeah, we're over.
Yeah.
Wow. Banging time this credit. One.
Damn.
All right. Well, we covered absolutely no ground at all, and we have solved no problems or cured any diseases.
Perfect.
All right. Other than the fact that Scotty B. wasted a vaccine.
Yeah.
Because he won't have dinner with Scotty.
How dare you.
All right. Can we get out of here now?
Yep. Wait. Keep sitting home, Scotty.
Mickey Mercedes.
See you later, Mickey.
Out. Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.
See you later.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.